Very much, Rabbi Leibowitz. It's a big honor, it's a big cover to come to share Torah. Not such a short notice, but I'm happy to come out all the way to Brooklyn from the Five Towns, and hopefully we'll be able to learn tonight. I was asked to speak about the Indian of visiting Kibrei Tzadikim, visiting the graves of our Tzadikim, our Torah leaders, combined with the idea of what exactly are we saying, what are we davening for, what are we talking about when we go to, when we visit Kibrei Tzadikim. There are some more over there, it's one over there. But we'll hand out the source sheets, and let's begin. The major source regarding visiting the graves of Tzadikim is a Gemara in Sotah Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says, Vayalu b'negev v'yavo ad Chebron. When Kalev and the Meraglim came into Eretz Yisrael to spy on that unfortunate mission, and to hear, see what was going on in Eretz Yisrael, it says, Vayavo mi ba'ilei. It shouldn't say that he came to Chebron, it should say they came to Chebron. Apparently, someone was by themselves. Amar Rav Melamed Shapirish Kalev Me'atzis Regalim V'halach Shnishtateach L'Kibri Avos. We see here, says the Gemara, that why is it in the singular form, not the plural form? Because Kalev left the rest of the group, and he went to Davin by himself in Chebron by the Maras Machpel. Amar Lehen, what did he say there? Avosai, my fathers, Big Shalai Rachman, please request for me mercy. That I should be saved from the advice, the plans of the Meraglim. And this is the earliest source we have, that someone goes to a grave where somebody is buried and davens to who, we'll talk about in a second, but davens to something there, asking for some sort of help. The Minchas Alos, the Rebbe Munkach, has a long tshuva about the sugya, we'll quote from a number of times tonight, in Chelek Aleph, in Simin Samaches, and he says, this is the source that we go to Kibrei Tzadikim, whether it's in New York, or they're out in Staten Island, or in other places across America, or Eretz Yisrael, or Europe. This is the source we see from Kalev. The question we're going to have to talk about later on is, what are we saying there? But first, let's talk about the Inyan to go to the Beis HaKfaris itself. The Gemara in Tainus, on Daf Tazayin, has another source in Chazal, not all the way from Tanakh, but a source in Chazal that they would go to the Beis HaKfaros. It says that in a Tainus Sibor, they would go out to the cemetery. Lama Yotz in the Beis HaKfaros, why would they go to the cemetery on a fast day? Pliki bar Rabbi Levi bar Chama Rabbi Chanina. Chadamar 1 says, Harayanu Chashuv Lefenecha Kameisim. We want to show a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if we're Mason. It's as if we're dead before you. Hashem, we have nothing left. There's no rain. There's a tzara. Things are terrible. Hashem, we're Kemesim. We're nothing in front of you. V'chad Amar, Kadesh Yivakshu Aleinu Mesim Rachamim. No, we're going there to ask the dead who are already there buried for mercy upon us. This chaps a nafkamina. The Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, can you go to a Beis HaKfaros of a guy? According to the first opinion, it's just as effective to go to the non-Jewish cemetery than the Jewish cemetery. Because all you need to show is a place where people are dead, irregardless Jew or non-Jew. There is a Bach. The Bach in the halachos of Kishuf and being Dosh al Mesim in Yeridea recites a girsa of a Gemara that we do not have in our Gemaras. Let's see what the Bach brings from a Gemara in Sota Daf Yadalad. Al Maisa Pa'or of Amar of Chama or Chanina Bipnei Mandis Tater Kibro Shamoshe Me'enei Basar Adam. The age old question. Why is it that we don't know where Moshe Benu is buried? Not only do we not know, it is specifically hidden. It is kept from us. And we know there's all the time people saying, oh, I'm in the Sinai Desert. I found the place where Moses was buried. The Christians are looking, the Jews are looking. Why is it that it was kept from us exactly where Moshe is buried? So this Gemara, that is not in our standard printing, but is in some printing, says, because Hashem knew. This is appropriate for the period that we are in. In the future, the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed. And we would be sent into Galus. Shema yavo l'kvurasa shemosha. We will run to the grave of Moshe Rabbeinu. Bo sasha. V'yamdu b'b'chiyah. And we will cry v'yischarinu. And we will supplicate the Moshe. V'yomru lo'on will say, Moshe Rabbeinu. Amud v'tfila ba'adenu. Get up and daven for us. V'omin Moshe mevatzal kasagzera. And Moshe will daven from his kever. And he will stop the gzera of going into Galus. V'yishe chavivin tzadikim b'misasam. Yoser v'chayayam. Because the tzaddikim are more beloved in their death than they are when they are alive. So ask a question, Isn't that what we want, though? So there's other implications of going into Galus. It's the Ras Hashem. We should be in Galus for whatever reason it is. And therefore, Hashem did not want that we should go to the Kever of Moshe and Davin. So we see a third source of the importance of the idea of going to Kibrei Tzadikim. The Psik Derabasi, the Bereishis Rabbah, note that Yaakov buried his wife Rachel in Beis Lechem. Why? So when the Jewish people would be leaving Eretz Yisrael, going to Galus, we would then go and stop by Kever Rachel and daven to Mama Rachel, asking her to daven on our behalf before Hashem, to end the Galus and to bring us back home. In fact, they say that Rechaim Sholevitz, when he would go, Rechaim Sholevitz had a very special connection, a very special kesher to Kever Rachel. When Rechaim Sholevitz would come to the Kever of Rachel Imeni, which he would frequent quite often, he would walk in and say, you know, Mama Rachel, your Chaimka is here, your little Chaim is here, and I've come to talk. That he viewed this as a place where he could talk directly to Rachel Imeinu and engage in such a heartfelt tefillah. The Zohar and Parshas Achrei most describes how we need the Rachamim to go to Kibrei Tzadikim and cry, because doing so awakens the neshama, says the Zohar HaKadosh, and causes them to go before Hashem and daven. Now, we're going to discuss, as we said, two separate issues at play. Is it right to go to Kibrei Tzadikim? And if it is right, what are we saying there? Let's first discuss the inyan of going to the Kever itself. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Tes, by the Halachos of Tisha B'Av, writes, and he's quoting a Magen Avraham, who is also quoting a Be'er Hetev, who is quoting the Arizal in the Shar Ruach HaKodesh. Rav Chaim Vital asked his Rebbe, the Arizal, about going to a cemetery to ask for mechila, meaning somebody offended somebody, spoke Lashon Hara about somebody who was nifter, and they felt they needed to go ask for mechila from the person they spoke Lashon Hara about. So the Talmud asked the Arizal, is it proper to go to the Beis HaKvaros, to the cemetery, to ask for mechila? So the Arizal said, whoa, 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 you're asking the wrong question. You shouldn't be asking about going to ask for mechila. The question you should be asking is it right to go to the Beis HaKvaros in the first place? So the Arizal said, the only time you should go to a Beis HaKvaros is to make sure that you are more than 4 amos, 6 to 8 feet away from the kever itself. You should never get too close to the kever when you go there. Aval lo al kivros mamish, not mamish by the kever. We see people, you know, they go in there, they're lying on the kever, they're hugging the kever, they're all these things. Says, okay, so not so not on the kever. He says, "Oh, stay dialed almost away." Why? Because there are negative spirits. There's a negative spiritual aspect that clings to the person when they come too close to the kever. So says the Arizal to his Talmud, "Do you want to go to the Beis HaKvaros? Okay, that's fine, but not too close. There's a spiritual reality, a negative spiritual reality that affects the person, and therefore you need to be very careful not to get too close." Writes the Aruch HaShulchan, Michil Mechlepstein, the Rav of Nevard, the contemporary of the Chavetz Chaim. So he says, "V'harizal ein daito nochalil chalos kvaros." He was not a fan of going to the Beis HaKvaros. Now, he doesn't qualify. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say dal namus. He says, the Arizal didn't like going to the Beis HaKvaros, zulas levayas hames, except for a funeral. That you have to, that's a mitzvah. Being the Malava Ames is a mitzvah, you have to go. Afilu Kibre Yisrael, even a Jewish kever, ki yesh l'chush yid b'gbel chitzonim. Sorry, I skipped again. V'kar kasu achshav shahochim b'chaburos, u'masichin sichos b'telos, yoseh tov shalech. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, I hear there are people, they get groups together, and they go to the cemetery, and there's sicha b'tela there, they're schmoozing and shmaying around the cemetery. That's not appropriate. You go to the Beis HaKvaros when you need to go to the Beis HaKvaros. It's not a hangout place. It's not a place you go just to have a fun chalamoy trip. You go to the Beis HaKvaros for a mitzvah, but not to do other things there, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The Vilna Gaon has a letter to his family that he wrote supposedly before he was going to make Aliyah on his trip that didn't work out. So writes the Gra to his family, "V'tishamer shlo telech lebeis HaKvaros klal v'klal. Don't go to the cemetery." Now, in some girsos, it says in the parentheses here, "Shisham mistabkim haklipos ma'od v'koshekein b'nashim." There, the klipos, the negative spiritual entities, will come close to, especially by women. They should be careful. All types of tsaros and difficulties come to a person because they spend too much time in the Beis HaKvaros. The minhag of the Soloveitchik family, coming back to the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Shechter records this in Nefesh HaRav, that Rabbi Soloveitchik was against going to the Beis HaKvaros in general, and this is a Masorah from his father and his grandfather, Rav Chaim, going all the way back to the Vilna Gaon. We don't go to the cemetery unless we have a reason to go there. But not time to go and to do nothing there, that's a mitzvah. Even for Kivrei Avos, the Soloveitchik family would not even go visit the kever of their parents because they felt it was so negative to go there if it wasn't a reason. We'll get to this opinion in a moment. Rabbi Soloveitchik, however, did make an exception. Rabbi Soloveitchik was very close with his wife. They had a very, very loving and a very profound marriage. And Rabbi Soloveitchik's wife passed away relatively early in their marriage. And he had took him a long time to get over it. Rabbi Soloveitchik kind of broke with family tradition because he had the need, he felt he needed to go to the Beis HaKvaros to go talk to his wife and go have that nechama over there. But as a rule, the Soloveitchik family coming from the Vilna Gaon did not go to the Beis HaKvaros. The Minchas Lasser says, no. Kivrei Tzadikim is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to go there. And the Arizal wouldn't have an issue with davening there. The Arizal's talking about a case of, just going there and hanging around and making a barbecue and doing nothing else. But if you're going to go and daven there, says the Minchas Lazar, certainly. So obviously we see off the bat, we have a chiluk here between Chasidim and Misnagdim. We have the Meshavur, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Vilna Gaon, the Soloveitchik family on one side saying, Beis HaKvaros is not a place to go. You have the Minchas Lazar and other people will see in a moment saying, no, it's a mitzvah to go to Kivrei Tzadik. And Rosha finds as a Tshuva in Yeredeya, in Chelek Beis, where he says that there's no concern to visit Kivrei Avos, because going to visit the kever of a parent is kibud av ve'im, and therefore it's a mitzvah, and therefore it would not be an issue even according to the Arizal.
How often is that?
How often is what?
Should you go visit parents? It's a mitzvah.
However much it would not be a burden on the child. I don't think it would be any different than the parent was alive. A child has to go to a certain extent to honor their parents, visit them, take care of them. But it doesn't mean they have to, lose a parnasa, they have to lose money, whatever. This isn't a reason for the parents to go.
What's the mechanics of it? Meaning, now that you have a mitzvah to go, now that there's no harmful spirits, or it's negated?
Is that when there's a mitzvah, there's no harmful spirits. There's no klipos, there's no chitzonim,
when you're going
there for a mitzvah. That seems to be the mechanics. Good. So let's turn now to the next question. Being Doresh al Hamesim, says the Torah in Sefer Devarim, Parak Yud Ches, Lo Yimatze Becha Ma'avir Binu B'Yitzel Ve'esh, you shouldn't go worship Molech and put your children through the fire, Kosem Kesamim Ma'oninu Menachah Shemachashav, all these types of superstitious Avodah Zarah type of practices, B'chover Chaver Shoal Ovi Yidoni, the Doresh al Hamesim, says the Torah. You should not be Doresh al Hamesim, to go and inquire, talk to the dead. That's what the Torah says. A Jew should not go and do that. Now, what does that mean to be Doresh al Hamesim? So the Minchas Elazar, who clearly wants us to go visit the Beis HaKvaros, quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samechei, says, V'harayiv atzma, one who makes himself hungry, V'holech v'lan, they go and sleep the Beis HaKvaros, K'dei shetishra alav ruach tama. A person goes to the Beis HaKvaros because they want to use, to so to speak, the dark side. Tumah, negative spirituality, to go and have some sort of koach, some sort of understanding of the future, some sort of negative spiritual aspect. So says the Gemara Sanhedrin, that's what it means to be Doresh al Hamesim. But says the Minchas Elazar, going to daven by Kibbutz Tzadikim is not being Doresh al Hamesim. Let's see if everybody agrees to that. The next question is, what are we doing at a Beis HaKvaros? What is the Maila? What do you get out of it? You daven a beautiful shul here. So you daven Shmoneh Esrei right here. You say Tehillim here. You learn Torah here. What's the plus by davening in the Beis HaKvaros by a tzaddik than you have by davening in the Beis HaKnesses? So the Ran, Rabbeinu Nisim, one of the great Rishonim, has a collection of very important drushas. The drushas Haran are a must that people should get into learning, try to understand the Hashkafas HaChaim of the Rishonim. I think Archko has begun to translate the drushas Haran. So if that Hebrew is a barrier, go and pick up your copy. I don't work for Art School. I'm just saying you should be learning the Drush HaRan. So in Drush Ches, the Ran says as follows. Be'amtzos ha-neviim v'chasidim, yushba ha-shefa l'chol b'nei dorom. A tzaddik brings shefa, brings blessing into that generation. V'gam acharei mosim, even after their death. Mekomos kvuroseim ru'iim li'matzeh ha-shefa. You can find the shefa the bracha of a tzaddik, even where they're buried, but sad me not studim. Ki atzmoseim asher kvar hayu kelim l'chol aleihem hashefa. The tzaddik purifies his body and becomes a kli, a receptacle for the kedush of a kadosh baruch hu to come into him. Hashefa lo ki adai nishar behem hamala. Whatever kedusha that tzaddik attained in his guf, in his body when he was alive, so that, so to speak, remains with the tzaddik even after he's dead. Barkavod sheyaspik lechiyot sebazeh. Therefore, Chazal say it's good to daven by Kibbutz Tzadikim, ulispalel sham, ki atfila b'makom hu rutzuyos, because the tefillah in such a place is much more receptive. Now, just to be clear here, I'm not saying that because a person was a tzaddik and they were kadosh, that there's no tumah by their grave. That is a shir for another time regarding our Kibbutz Tzadikim metame. And the answer to that question is yes. That's the short answer to a longer shir. The answer is yes. But what we're saying is that kedusha is not the opposite of tumah. Tahara is the opposite of tumah. It is a holy place by kever tzaddik, but it doesn't mean there's not tumah. They're not a contradiction to one another. Now, what about the Gemara in Sota that says that kalev daven by the avos? Is that not a violation of being darish al amesim, going and talking to the dead? So the Maharam shikas at Shuvan Arachayim in Simon Shin Reish Sadi Gimel. And he says that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that when Rav Elazar ben Dordai was about to die, we're not getting into the story of Rav Elazar ben Dordai right now, but he was a person who did terrible, terrible averos, and in the last moments of his life he did tshuva in a very intense way. And in the moments of his final tshuva, Rav Elazar ben Dordai said to the mountains, you know, I'm speaking to the heavens, I'm speaking to the mountains, asking them to beseech Hashem on his behalf. So says the Maharam Shik, I understand. Eliezer ben Dordai is a fool. He's talking to mountains. He's talking to clouds. Like, what does that mean? So he says, when the Gemara says that Eliezer ben Dordai is talking to the mountains, what it means is that he is expressing the pain over his process of tshuva. It's like anguish, like a person, you know, is taking it, lahavdil, a person's nailing something into the wall, and they hit their finger, and they say something they're not supposed to say. So they don't mean to say it. They're just so overcome with coursing pain through their thumb that they just burst something out. So he says the same thing over here. It was just an expression. The mountains should daven to me. But he didn't actually mean the mountains are going to daven to a Kadosh Baruch on his behalf. It's an expression. So too, when Kalev said he was davening to the Avos, he was expressing his intense feelings of pain over what was going on with his compatriots over there who were trying to sell out B'nai Yisrael and to speak Lashon Hara about the land of Israel. He expressed his feel in a way where it is as if he was talking to the Avos. That's what the Maharam Shik says. Another approach from the Maharam Shik is that he was asking the Avos to be a Melitz Yosher, an expression we use quite often, that they should be an intermediary, a go-between between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That those like Malachi Rachamim, that's a shir also for another time, talking to Malachim, Machnisei Rachamim by Rosh Hashanah, but there as well to be an intermediary. A third approach is in the Tshuvas Avnei Yashar. Avnei Yashar is Rav Yisrael Pesach Feinhand, who was a great Talmud Chacham and a Tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes in Chelek Aleph that he has an issue with the Gemaras as well. And he says that the very visiting of the cemetery causes tzaddikim to be melitz tov on our behalf. Meaning, you don't have to say a word. When you walk in to a Beis HaKvaros where tzaddikim are buried, immediately they begin to talk on behalf of Klal Yisrael and Shemayim. He says, if you look in the Gemara, it doesn't say that Kalev davened to them for Hav Rachmanas. It says that he went to Maris Machpelah so that it would cause them to be Mevachish Rachmim. Kalev didn't say a word. He simply walked in and they started davening. Rosh Sturmbach writes in Shuvas Hanagos and Chelek Beis, he suggests that Kalev wanted to be Mevachish Rachmim. And he went to the Kibra Yavos and he laid out the facts. He said, Mom and Dad, Avram and Sarah, I have issues going on. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but this is what's going on in my life, and you guys pick up the ball and run with it. But he's not davening to them to do anything or to be as if he's davening to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Maharam Shik says, and you would think for the Maharam Shik, that the Maharam Shik is against going to Kibra Tzadikim. But he says, ideally, when you go, you should speak to the tzaddikim as a melech yosher, as an intermediary, a go-between between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says that this is Iker Tzfilat Tzarech Lios Neged Hashem. When you daven to Hashem. Hopefully we all know that. When you daven to Hashem. Nevertheless, he says, there's a long-standing minhag, and what can I do, of people going to the Beis HaKvaros, going to Kibre Tzadikim, and talking directly to the Tzadikim at the end of the day. So let's explain exactly the Shitas HaPoskim of what do we say. You are, Ezras Hashem, Eretz Yisrael is opening up, you'll get on a flight, and you'll go to Maris Machpelah, and you'll go to Tiberia, and you'll go to Tzvas and Meiron, and you'll daven by Kibre Tzadikim, a big, big suchus. So what are you going to be saying when you go there? What's your expression, what's your tefillah when you go to those places? So let's go in two directions. So just to bring that first topic together, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Yom Kippur, in Hilchos Tanios, and in Hilchos Tishu B'av. In three places the Shulchan Aruch says, the minhag to go to Kvarim. So we agree at the end of the day, we go to Kvarim Zadavim. How close you should get, so perhaps you should stay, you know, Dalet Amos away. There are two approaches. The first approach we're going to discuss right now is that we don't daven to the Mesim, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us rachem and mercy in the zechus of the tzaddikim. Davening to the Mesim would be, as we'll see in a moment, karov ledavar of being Dorash al Mesim. You're right. I'm not actually violating one of the 613 mitzvos of being Dorash al Mesim. But, say many of the poskim, it's a little too close for comfort. It makes me feel icky that maybe it's something like being Dorash al Mesim. The Ber Hetev cites the Maharil in the Drashus in Hilchas Tainus, who says there was a minhag to go to Kibre Tzadikim mana Tainus. However, says the Maharil, Gedole Gedore Chachmei Ashkenaz, we go because of the Makom Kadosh V'Tahor, like the Ran, to go to Admas Kodesh. And one must be careful to not direct the tefillah towards the Mesim. Rather, Yevakesh Meis Hashem Yisparach, Shiyiten Elav Rachamim, Bizchus HaTzadikim Shochnei Afar. That I daven to Hashem, that he should answer my tefillahs in the merit of the tzaddikim who are buried in this place. And this is cited in Eliyahu Rabba, the Eliyahu Zuta, those Svarim as well. The Bach in Yeredeya, the Shach in the Behetiv cited Shuva of Rav Chaim Paltiel. Who's Rav Chaim Paltiel? The Maharam Rothenberg, one of the great pillars of Chachmei Ashkenaz. We know the story, he was kept in jail towards the end of his life as a ransom. He had very chashuv talmidim. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, was one of his talmidim. But he had another talmid, Rav Chaim Paltiel. Rav Chaim Paltiel is more known for his Perish on Chumash. But we have a tshuva, we have a ksav yad of Rav Chaim Paltiel, and he wrote as follows. Al hanodrim leilech lebeis hakvaros, ktsas. People would make a neder, a pledge, to go to the Beis HaKvaros. Hayanira kedor shel amesim. It looks like as if it's being dor shel amesim. The kalav shinshatech lekibrei avos hisvalel l'shem b'makom kedusha kedei shitzet tefilasu nishmas. He davened there not because he was talking to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Sarah, Rachel, you know, and Chava and Leah and Rivka. He davened there because he wanted their tefilas to be heard because that was a good place to daven. It says by Avraham Avinu, el hamakom esher amad sham alma shehamakom garem. Where you daven matters. It matters where you daven. Hopefully we're past this point. But if there's still, you know, outdoor minyanim going on, or house minyanim going on, it matters where you daven. A house minyan and an outdoor minyan is eno domet to a minyan in a Beis HaKnesses. Daven in a shul makom tefillah, el arena ve'el tefillah, a place where the walls are saturated with tefillahs of people, is a much more effective davening. Your tefillahs will be heard much better when you daven in a Beis HaKnesses, in a Beis HaMedrash, versus an outdoor minyan, or in the basement, or somebody's house. Daven in a shul. So a kever of a tzaddik is ki'ilu, not exactly, but in some way, it's a makam kadosh to daven there as well, says Rav Chaim Paltiel. And he says, v'davku l'shateach al kivrei avos. He says, that's by kivrei avos. It was palal l'fan of yisparach al kotsara. Shol tavo bizchus avosav hanikbaram po. You go to the place of the tzaddik where he's buried, then in the merit of the tzaddik being buried here, that will be able to help my tefillos be accepted. Says Rav Chaim Paltiel, go down by Kibre Avos. Have a great time. I'm not telling you not to go. But if you go, behave responsibly. Do it the right way. Don't daven to tzaddikim who are dead. That's usher. The Maharal, in his Nesiv Olam, in the Nesiv Avodah, says this is the issue with Machnisei Rachamim and Slichos, and he says it's improper to daven to Malachim and things like that. And he says, when it comes to Kibrei Tzadikim, we're joining together with the Mason. The Maharal says, it's like a tag team in wrestling. You're going to daven, the Tzadik's going to daven, and together, my tefillos and his tefillos together are going to be effective and allowed to be together. Two's better than one, but I'm not davening to the Tzadik. The Tzadik's davening along with me. We're working together to have effective tefillos. The Mason daven with us as a chesed, no different than having your friend daven for you. A person's having surgery, you're going to daven, I'm going to daven, we'll both daven together, and the tefillah will be accepted. The Chayadam in two places writes, again, the Chachmas Adam, via Nizar Ma'od Shelo Yasim Mag Masal Isfala Isfala Kaddish Baruch Hashiasa, Levakish HaMesim Shekar Vadarvish Yabichal Dor Shal HaMesim, Chesed B'schus HaZikim HaMesim. You don't daven to the dead, says the Chayadam. Says Rav Avraham Danzig, you daven to a Kaddish Baruch and the Zuchus of the Mesim are there. That is Shita number one. We're clear so far on this? We understand this approach? Good. Let's go over to the other side. There is a school of thought that agrees that one who goes to the Beis HaTzadikim davens directly and speaks to the neshama of the person who is buried there. And it is not simply being a Melitz Yosher. The Prima Gadam and Arachayim in Sim Tov Kuf Peyal cites the Eliyahu Rabba, who quotes the Maharil. And then the Prima Gadam says, I'm well aware of what the Maharil says, not to daven to the neshama that's there, but there's a sefer called the Siddur Ma'ane Lashon, which is a collection of tefillos, and the tefillah to be said by the Kvarim seem to say that you're davening directly to the Nifter to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our behalf. You're davening to the Nifter. The Minchas Elazar has a lengthy tshuva we've spoken about already, and he quotes Mamari Chazal, and he quotes the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara in Tainus Chav Gimel quotes Rav Mani Bar Rav Yonah, who was persecuted by members of the family of the Nasi. The family of the Nasi was not a fan of this Rav Mani Bar Rav Yonah, and he went to the grave of his father, and he said to him, Avi, Avi, my father, they're persecuting me. And on those people were persecuting him, their legs got stuck in the grave, and their horses became stuck in the ground, and they're makabala themselves not to persecute him anymore. The Gemara and Chagiga, Sota, Barachos, who speak about Tzadikim, who went to Kibrei Tzadikim, and to ask them questions in order to alleviate their problems, all types of stories over there. These are not exactly tefillos, but there's an idea of pleading directly to the neshama of the tzaddik, or the person there, in order they should answer you and your tefillos. And the Minchas Elazar says, you can speak to the mace. He says, I have no problem with it at all. And when the Maharil says, talking to the mace means, that you don't talk to them, he's against the idea that the mace has some sort of power to protect. When we go to the Beis HaKvaros, we go to the Tzaddikim, I don't think, whoever's kever you want to go to, I don't think that the Arizal is the one who's going to go and be Poel and act in Shemayim. So the Arizal is going to do something with a Kaddish Baruch to help Hashem go and do what I need to happen. But I don't think the Arizal is Elokus, that there's godliness to the Arizal, says the Minchas Elazar. That's Kfira. That's something you can't do. We know that our Kaddish Baruch runs the world. But I can talk to the Arizal, I can talk to the Rav Moshe Feinstein, I can talk to whatever it is, and have that person, that neshama, go and act on our behalf. And that would be okay. Even the Ma'aril would agree to this. They say, for Chasidim in Simon Tafnun, says that Barzillai HaGiladi, the supporter of David HaMelech, asked that he be returned to V'amus V'ari, I want to die in my city. And the reasons that the minig of the deceased, the family of the deceased, comes to the kever, and they're mevaksha al nishmasam, they daven for the neshama of the person, and they daven to them there that they should have goodness in the world, just like Kalev went to Kibra Yavos. The Ben Ishchai Parshas Netzavim says that when going to Kibra the Vetzadok, we don't daven to the deceased, we daven to the Hashem for Rachamim. But then he says, V'yachul ishtateach al Kibra Tzadik, V'yomer, you should say, Hareini mevakesh minefesh Tzadik hakavor peh. I ask the neshama of the tzaddik who's buried here, shetispal alai lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach v'kach. Then I'm going to daven to the tzaddik who's there, they should daven me, go to Hashem, so and so. So the Ben Ishchai also says you talk directly to the tzaddik. The Darchei Tshuva, the grandfather of the Minchas Elazar, the grandfather of Minchas Elazar, I forgot which one. So
Grandfather?
Grandfather?
Yeah.
Great. The grandfather of Minchas Elazar, he sees no issue with asking for neshamas for rachamim, since you're only asking them to be a melech yosher, and the Gesher Achaim, Rav Chil Nechel Tukachinsky, the Betzel HaChachma, the Abi Omer of Rav Yosef and Chelik Dalid, and other places as well, all say you can talk directly to the neshama when you go and daven there. So we have here the good old-fashioned machlokas haposkim, what to say when you go to the Beis HaKaros, when you go to the Tzaddikim. I'm not here to paskin for you. That's why we have a local Orthodox rabbi. But these are the two issues that are set up in front of you in order to decide what to say at that time. There's whole discussions in Minchas HaShuvah about a piskos, putting a pesek by the kever itself, and what exactly, why is it not an issue of loyal the rush, mocking the dead. All those types of things are discussed in other areas as well. I want to talk about one more point as we come to a close, and this will tie into going to Kibre Tzadikah. Yes, you're allowed to go to the Kever of a Tzaddik. We agree to that. But is it a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah to go to Kibre Tzadikim to daven there? Or is it just a nice thing to do? So the answer to this could be found in the Stei Chemed of Chizkio Medina, the great Rav in Turkey. So he writes here in the Mareches Eretz Yisrael in the column we have here at the end. He says, Eretz Yisrael de'asr letzeis mena l'chutzlaris. It's usher to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz. That is a din in the Rambam, in the Gemara. You can't leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz. So it says the Stei Chemed, Mikol Makom, Im Rotz Latzeis Kedei L'Shtateich HaKivrei Tzadikim, Shari. If you want to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Dav by the Kever of a Tzadik, it's Mutter. V'harav, and he quotes a Sefer, Tzalel B'mayim Adirim Al-Mahu Shenogu HaKohanim Leilich L'Shtateich HaKivrei Tzadikim, this is a sugya for another time. This shita holds there's no isur at all. If you go to the kever of a tzaddik outside of Eretz Yisrael and you have intention to come back, so there's no problem. And maybe there's a mitzvah to daven by the kvarim of tzadikim, lahagen aleihu, kama shekasu bekalev, what we see by Kalev ben Yefuna. Umihu, dafka kasheino mispatel ba'osam hayabim me'avodas Hashem, says the Stei Chemed, this is the key, that's only if you're not going to be mevatel in avodas Hashem. If the question is, should I go to night seder? Should I go to a chavrusa? Should I go to a shir? Should I go to a minyan? Or go to kifrei tzadikim? It's pashut, that does not override those things. If it means missing a seder, you know, taking a kid out of yeshiva to go to Kibre Tzadikim, so that is not a mitzvah that's going to override something else that's obviously a full-fledged mitzvah. Di misbatel vade mitzvah Hashem, ve'avodas varo. If you are mevatel mitzvahs of Hashem, and avodas Hashem, kodmin lo kein ravim shehochen l'shateich, yuvidlu kama yam tefila. If that's the case, you wouldn't have to daven for days at a time. Ve'avodas Hashem, u'b'pradim chacham hu mevatel b'limudo. Especially if somebody's a Talmud Chacham, and they learn seriously. So, and he learns, he's not going to have learning for a Chodesh, or Yamim, or Lo Yafa Osim, V'Hashem Atov Yichaper, Hashem should forgive such people. HaRav Sada Aretz, and he quotes the Sada Aretz. U'be'emesh Shedvar of Nechonim, he says, I think he's correct. U'vedidi HaVeoda, myself, I know this is how I conduct myself. I don't go to Kibre Tzadikim if it's going to mean missing out on learning in Tefillah. V'risi ki gol gabi tamachachum repat im torasum naso. A person who's learning all day, 100%, he should not be mevatel from his learning at all. So he continues in this line of argumentation, saying that maybe Efshar, it is a mitzvah to go to Kibre Tzadikim, but not in the face of Torah and Avoda and actual mitzvos that we can fulfill. Rav Kook has a tshuva in the Mishpat Kohen in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin. Rav Kook is writing Hagos comments on the Stei Chemed, and he argues with the leniency of the Stei Chemed. Now, I want to keep this in mind. Rav Kook wrote this piece before he went to Eretz Yisrael. He's still in Europe. He's a Rav in Europe, and he writes this piece there. And he says that it cannot be that the grave of every single tzaddik who ever lived is kadosh. It can't be. Because if that's the case, we could spend all day going along to every single rabbi somewhere and grave hopping all day long. It can't be that every single one is of equal stature. He says the Iker Kedusha, the holiest, the real holy graves, are the earliest tzaddikim who lived in Eretz Yisrael. And he says those tzaddikim who live in Eretz Yisrael are more special than the tzaddikim who live outside of Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Al ikar al mitzvah yadana. He says, I don't know if there's a mitzvah. Dematzina rak shitoelis. It's helpful. It's a nice thing to curate tzaddikim, but it's not a mitzvah. Shaydekacha tzaddikim mevakshim alav rachamim. The tzaddikim will ask for you mercy. Al mitzvah minale. What's the source that it's a mitzvah to go to curate tzaddikim? V'ulai. Kevan shakarish baruch hu. Misavel svasim shal tzaddikim. Hashem desires the davening of tzaddikim. Inkein zeo gufa mitzvah shiigrom tzaddikim shiirbo betzvil lasu tzon Hashem yisparach. Okay, so you're going to cause the tzaddik to daven. You go there. That's a nice thing, but it's not a mitzvah. The Kalva Chomer Shrei Gedolim Tzadikim B'Misasan Be'al Pisa Ulai Yishlomer Shal Kivrei Avosav Ravosav. By the Kvarim of our forefathers and our rabbis, Avshu Ketanim B'Malle Neged Tzadikim Eretz HaKadosh Shalakurim Sham. He says, there are less stature than the Tzadikim buried in Eretz Yisrael. Mikol Makom Ulai Mitoch Tekreva Dadayu Yosra Gavei. It's a nice thing. Dishkachachna Gamkin B'Shtalus HaKivrei D'Ravchia. We see by going to the Kever of Ravchia, the source for another time. So he says, Nimsa Shiesh was a mitzvah yoser gadola. He says, Kivrei Tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael, a big mitzvah. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, perhaps not so much. Mikol makom, ein hadavar bar klal la'adavri lomar to say, shlo taspik avas ha'avas olam yeshnu chevron, ad shenitzrach letzeitz ha'zem Eretz Yisrael chazars. He says, I understand. The avos buried in the chevron aren't good enough, that you need to leave Eretz Yisrael, and need to go somewhere else. But Avram, Yitzhak and Yaakov, Adam, Chava, Sarah, Rivka, Leah, they're not big enough for you. You have to go somewhere else. You're going to leave Eretz Yisrael and abandon them to go to somewhere else. He says, it can't be. So says Rav Kook, I'm not convinced it's a mitzvah. So maybe it's a good thing. But certainly to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Kibbutz Tzadikim, it can't be. This is a big deal amongst, we have a minute left. This is a big deal amongst Breslev. We can go over time. This is a big deal by Breslev, by Chassidei Breslev. This is a big discussion. How could it be that Breslev and Chassidim are going to who live in Eretz Yisrael are going to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah? Right, as we know, we're coming upon El stands for what? Anil Uman v'yishtil abayis. Right. So, how is it going to be that the Breslev and Chassidim are going to leave Eretz Yisrael and they're going to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah? So, this is discussed. There's two essays by Rabbi Shabbai Morgenstern, who is certainly Gedolei Mashpim of Breslev. He has two essays, one in the Rosh B'nai Yisrael, and another one called the Emes V'Shel Ma'avo, where he argues, and he brings kama v'kama sources to say that Breslev Chassidim in Eretz Yisrael should not leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. They should stay, because there's more Kedush in Eretz Yisrael. But again, those Breslev Chassidim outside of Eretz Yisrael, you know, that their minhag stays there as well. So, at the end of the day, to summarize, to bring everything together, is it a good thing to go to Kibbutz Tzadikim? 100%. Is it a mitzvah? We're not sure, but it's definitely a good thing. And when you go, should you be mamash on top of the kever? No. You should probably stand a few feet back to be choshish for the Gra and the Arizal. And when you're there, what should you daven? So then, that you have to decide for yourself or ask the Rav, are you going to be davening to a Kaddish Baruch, only not mentioning the Tzadik, and just using the Makam Kadosh as a place to daven? Or are you actually talking to whoever is buried there, the neshama should be Melis Yosher, and go and act on your behalf? Okay? Thank you very much.